It's Chad and Nate, presented by SCL Mortgage. Here's Chad Brown and Nate Jackson on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
We welcome in John Clayton, senior Broncos writer at DenverFan.com. John is presented by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Happy Football Thursday to you, John.
Happy Football Thursday, and good song to open it up. That's good.
We try to keep the...
I appreciate that.
The feet tapping around here with our musical selections. John, this is a revenge possibility game for Case Keenum, or as John Elway calls him, Case Keesum. The motivation for him, obviously, is to show the Broncos what they missed out on. But he's limited with the number of players and offensive linemen and back injuries they have out there in Cleveland. Talk about the preparation for this Cleveland Browns team and what they're going to have on the field for tonight's game.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, particularly, as you know, on a Thursday game, there's very little time for any kind of preparation. So now he comes into the starting lineup with Baker Mayfield out. He doesn't have his top two running backs. There's a question mark as far as his two tackles. The center, J.C. Treader, should be able to play despite his knee injury. But they don't have Jarvis Landry. Odell Beckham Jr., he has a third-degree AC sprain. Don't know what he's going to be able to do. And if he does get the shot and everything else, is he going to be able to play well? And he hasn't played well all season. So this one's going to be tough. And so it's funny because I've been questioned a bunch here in the last couple of days about who's the best backup quarterback in the National Football League. And you have to make the argument, as strange as it sounds, that Case might be it. And if Case Keenum's the best backup quarterback, well, not a lot of good backup quarterbacks, but he's still a good one, but there's hardly anything left for him to work with.
So, John, what do you feel about Drew Lock as a backup quarterback? Because Teddy Bridgewater is obviously hobbled. He's dealing with a healing concussion. His foot is banged up. He can barely walk. Still, they're not going to play Drew. They're not going to give him any reps at practice. So why is that?
Well, because, again, they want to give Teddy as much time as possible because he needs as much time as possible, particularly knowing that he's working without two of his top three best receivers and to try to do the best he can. And, right now, certainly with that foot quad injury, that it's going to be a little bit tougher. What I didn't realize until a couple of days ago when I saw one of the press conferences is that 17 quarterback hits he took last week. 17. I mean, I don't know if I can remember a quarterback that had 17 quarterback hits. And when you have that many hits, I mean, you're going to come out with some kind of an injury, and certainly he did. And so, I think it's just a matter right now that, he's got to try to see if he can gut it out and do the best he can. As far as Drew Lock as a backup quarterback, I mean, it's how good is he as a starter? And he was, not last year he was not good. This year, I thought he did a better job in training camp, certainly made some improvements, but, how good is he is still a question mark.
The Cleveland Browns, Myles Garrett, number one in the league in sacks. That overall defensive line group, number two in the league as a group in pressures, number three in the league with sacks overall. Jadeveon Clowney certainly shown he can get after the quarterback and hit him as well. Now we got Garrett Bowles, questionable with a knee injury. And you talked about those 17 quarterback hits that Teddy Bridgewater got last week. Some of them were on the offensive line. Some of them were on Teddy. Does Teddy, if he's the quarterback out there, does he survive tonight's game considering this ferocity of this Cleveland Browns defensive front?
It could be tough because, again, understanding that Teddy, particularly with the foot quad injury, isn't going to be able to scramble. I mean, I can't imagine that. I think his passing, to a certain degree, has to be affected by this, so he's not going to be as effective throwing the football, so that could be a problem. But no, I mean, going against Garrett and Clowney, and I know Clowney real well from his time here in Seattle, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he's one that's so strange in the sense that top pick in a draft, but he's not able to get to the quarterback for sacks, but he's able to get as much pressure on quarterbacks as just about anybody in the league. I know when he was here in Seattle, he was double-teamed more than any other defensive end in football. So he's good, and so that's going to be a problem. And, of course, if you're going to be out there and getting hit, 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 it's not going to be good for Teddy Bridgewater and could lead to Drew Lock eventually coming into the game.
So the Broncos started off on a three-game winning streak, John, and things were looking good in Broncos country. They've now dropped the last three. Not only have they dropped the last three, but the last couple, they've looked uninspired. In your opinion, how does Vic Fangio get this thing turned around? How does he get these guys passionate about what they're doing and activate them and their talent?
I don't know if you agree with me, but it's like I've been saying this now for weeks. Run the football. Run the football. They're not running the ball enough. Sure, when you're behind, you have to start passing the ball. But when you have games where you come out like, you know, over, you know, 65% throwing the football and 35% running the football, that's not good. And particularly when you have two good running backs. I know Melvin Gordon's a little bit banged up. Javonte Williams is sensational. And it's like they're just not running the ball enough. And they need to get off to a faster start. But part of that faster start has to be running the football. And so make it easier for Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, that's what they did last year with Baker Mayfield. You know, Baker Mayfield, you know, came out. I mean, he's been pretty average, you know, to a point where I don't know if he's going to get the long-term contract. Probably not, but he's pretty average. But when they started to run the football with their two great running backs who are not going to be able to play in the game this week, then they were able to do some good things, and they end up going to the playoffs. So, I mean, my big thing is run the football.
Thanks, John. Good stuff as always, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
That was John Clayton, senior Bronco writer at DenverFan.com. And John is always presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.